entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right. This is a fine podcast called The DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. That's our network of shows. If you're not familiar with it, please go there now. Well, after the show, of course. You're already... All right, listen, how about this? How about you fall on something sharp and bleed out as you listen to us talk? And when I say us, I'm not referring to my multiple personalities. I'm referring to a bald friend and a friend who likes his drink and rarely is seen without fucking ceiling tiles over his head. Those friends are Frank and Steve. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Frank, how are you? Steve, you there? Are you there? Oh, wait, I fucking turned his volume all the way down. He's probably screaming and not being heard. Steve, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I really wish I didn't turn your volume up. How about that? How about
That's good.
You wish to turn it up or turn it down?
I wish I didn't turn it up because I didn't really care how Steve was. Honestly, Frank, do you care how Steve is doing?
I don't really give two flying fucks. Although I did send him a text today.
You texted Steve?
Yeah, a text photo. Oh, it was actually both of these because you had sent me a text a couple days ago when it had both numbers on it, so I just sent it together.
Hold on, let me find it. Okay, filed when shit texts from assholes. Not worth reading. Didn't read. Oh, here it is.
Well, I don't want you to say his name, so I don't know if people, you know.
Okay. Well, I don't know if he has a problem with it, but it's a picture of a street sign, and it has Steve's last name on it. Frank saw it and decided this would be worth sharing with him.
That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
But I'd like to reference a picture that you sent me last night, Frank.
Much better.
Oh, no, not those. Frank actually sent me inappropriate photos last night in what I hope is a fucking misfire. I really hope that I wasn't the intended contact for...
you were.
You sent me semi-nude photos.
I did not. You. I just sent you pictures of my chest.
Yeah. Who the fuck does that? You sent
We were discussing my hairiness, so I sent you a picture of my hairy chest.
No. You refused to go on camera when we were doing prep for tonight's show. And when we asked why, you said, because I'm not wearing a shirt.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And then you took fucking 17 different pictures.
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking so hairy because I have to shave. I haven't shaved in a long time. I'm very hairy.
Steve, have you ever seen those pictures of women that have that look like they were rolled in fucking spirit gum on a barbershop floor? Those like overly hairy fucking women that have like beard cunts. Have you ever seen those?
Back in old pornos, maybe. Mm. But,
I subscribe to a magazine that unfortunately I can't afford because of the hard times. But that's exactly what Frank's chest looked like. Unintended piles of fucking chest hair that looked like cunt beard. No, what I'm referring to, Frank, you are not uncomfortable in me describing your work environment.
No.
Okay, you work in your family's basement. You work from home.
Well, when you say that my family, in the home that I own, I work.
Well, no, Steve lives in his family's basement, but you work in your basement. How about
right,
that?
Right, right.
Is that okay? Fair to say? Steve, not unfair?
Technically, this is my house, but yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Okay. Is your name on the deed?
Okay, technically
that's what I thought.
Technically, when I was four, it was my house, too.
I can find out in 30 seconds, my friend, so don't fuck with me.
Shit. Frank's gonna get dox.
Frank's just angry.
He's gonna get dox on you, Steve.
Don't
fuck around.
You know what? Hold on. You know what? I gotta stop, Ken, and forgive me for ending the shtick. but don't say it's technically yours unless your name is on the deed. And I could literally find that out in 10 seconds. So don't fuck with me.
Why are you so mad at Steve? What the fuck is going on with you?
Don't try and say that you are something that you're not, because it doesn't come across very well.
So when someone says, hey, it's my house, and they're not paying mortgage payments?
Okay, and I just proved that you are not technically any owner, because you've told me where you lived yesterday. I know your last name. I looked it up, and there's nothing that indicates that you're the owner of anything. So there you go. Continue, Kenny Boy. I'm sorry.
Do you realize how creepy you are right now?
Yeah, why are you?
Whatever! I got the sources, and I write the moogie.
What the fuck did you just say? You have the sources and you write the moo? The fuck is... How do you write the moo? What does that even mean?
I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm just kidding around. I don't really care what he owns or not.
No, you do care.
Because, no, I don't.
Because Steve's over here acting like a homeowner without the burden of the fucking chokehold that is a 30-year mortgage.
Mortgage. I mean, what if someone inherits a mortgageless house?
There you go. Then you own it. You own it. You basically
stay. Frank, do you have a problem with that?
No, more power to you.
Yeah, I mean. Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, we know there's a couple people in the chat room right now. By the way, Goatweed, our friend, our savior, Goatweed. There's a few people that I want to mention in a little bit. I'm going to mention them in a little bit. They're my newfound friends. Frank, I have new internet friends.
Good for you.
Are you impressed?
Yeah.
Are you impressed with me? I'm 31. I made internet friends.
You're going to be 32.
I'm going to be 32. Yeah, you're goddamn
right. Sweet 16 is turned 31. Go ahead.
You've been making internet friends for what, like 16, 17 years now?
That's about it, though. You know what? I have a cumulative 1.5 friends outside of these fucking copper wire and fiber optic walls. Let me just say this. Steve, we lost a good one.
Yep.
Adam Yauch. Frank, were you devastated?
No.
Didn't care. It was an icon of the 80s that died, and you didn't give a shit.
It didn't affect my life. I mean, what can I say?
Were you at all bothered by the outpouring of love that people gave the guy on Twitter? Doesn't that irritate you?
Listen, I mean, Fight for Your Right to Party was a good song.
Of course, I'm speaking about old news, but we didn't
listen to Ill.
License, not license. Don't say license. Why is it that you don't know how to fucking speak? How old are you? What are you, 50? You're 53 years old.
Listen, I knew about the Beastie Boys when you were still sucking on your mommy's tate.
Tate?
Okay.
It's a tate, yeah.
I would love to roll you in some kind of flammable liquid and just fucking burn you in front of your parents. Oh, your parent. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go that far. Listen, I'd make you a sandwich and then kill you. I really was a huge fan of the Beastie Boys. Steve, as you know.
Obviously, this is the DJ New Style show.
Yeah, my stupid radio name came from that. And I was kind of really bummed about this. There's a few celebrities that have died that have kind of put me in a bit of a funk, if you want to say that word. Like George Carlin, I was a little bit upset.
Yeah.
This, pretty upsetting, not, because the guy's 47 years old. He died at 47. Frank, how old are you?
41.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were much older. I actually didn't get to find out about this until several hours after it happened. But I found out in a pretty weird way. I was at work in the bathroom, and someone came into the stall next to me. And I'm mid shit. I have a rope coming out of my ass. I'm playing words with friends like a productive employee. And I hear someone say, "Yo," from the next stall. "Yo, hear about MCA? What? You hear about MCA? He's dead. He died." Oh, shit. So now I don't have the opportunity to be horrified that someone I don't recognize is talking to me between a fucking stall barrier. But now I'm kind of upset that someone I was a fan of is dead. Steve, did you find out immediately since you are unemployed and live in a basement?
No, I actually didn't.
It's like, one of those things. I'm hearing a lot of people that didn't fucking hear about this. Like, I saw Best in Show Chris post on Twitter that I think he found out through a fucking Mayhem Miller tweet asking for the fucking MCA hologram.
Yeah, I found out from someone on Facebook, so it was like already like, and when I went on Facebook at that point, there was a post that they had passed away, but unfortunately, the exact same day, my uncle passed away. So like, I think I would be much more upset about MCA if that didn't happen.
Was your uncle in the Fat Boys?
No. I'm laughing because he was an atheist, and you'd be glad I was laughing about it, but. So, I think it was our friend Chantel. I put something that my uncle passed away, and he's like, and then at the end, I'm just like, and unfortunately, the same thing happened to MCA. I'm like, fuck cancer, right?
Because, yeah.
You know, happened to both of them. And it was actually the exact same kind that my uncle had as MCA had. And,
oh, shit. I mean, all the stories are saying how rare that was. Salivary
cancer. It's very rare. And another really weird thing is,
and they died on the same day.
Same day, and then 2 days later, my music teacher, like from when I was in like first grade all through high school, my mom went to the same high school as me in 1966, had the exact same music teacher. The guy's been there that long. He died 2 days later, same type of cancer.
So wow.
Esophageal.
Frank, does this type of shit bother you? Like, do you ever get turn into a hypochondriac when you hear a celebrity dies? Do you ever think that you might get that? Jesus Christ. Take a fucking antihistamine, you fucking piece of shit. Are you ready to talk?
Can I finish?
Yeah, you can. That was the worst Ross Perot impression I've ever heard.
Well.
Oh, my God. This is not going to be worth it. It's not going to be worth it. Whatever you have to say is not going to be fucking worth listening to.
I continue, so there's no point in continuing it. It's not going to be worth it, so continue.
No, listen, I want to hear it now. You fucking, you went through six throat clearings. You got the goddamn throat gobs out of your fucking esophagus.
Why don't you repeat the question once again?
Why are you such a faggot? That's the question. That's the question. Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, I usually get into music pretty late. Like, I don't... See, fuck, I don't know. I don't listen to new shit, obviously.
Right, we're in the same boat.
Yeah, I mean,
All three of us are.
Sadly, I think I'm slowly turning into Germ Freak, except for the fact that I don't play my fucking belly like a tom drum and pick fucking lint out of my belly button and show it to my friends.
I've never done that, ever.
What?
Showed you my limp belly button.
No, you don't. You didn't show. You texted me your fucking. You texted me your nude chest last night. 41-year-old parent.
First of all,
father of three.
It wasn't like I took a long shot of my whole chest. I went a close up of my chest hair. You know.
Yeah. You're hideous.
You need to send those right back to Donna and say, "Look what I got."
Oh yeah, I'll text her. I have a contact called Sweetie Pie. That's your wife, Frank.
Yeah,
I'll just text her all the
you
pictures.
Just pull up pie for sure.
Look what Frank did for last
interesting.
Night.
Interesting.
Why do you say interesting?
Because it's very interesting. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, fuck, man. I listened to Paul's Boutique for several years on end. Like, Frank, did you have an album that you ever stuck with?
When you say stuck with, what do you mean by that?
You ever when what I mean is you. Come across an
I mean,
album.
Did I walk around with it like a fucking security blanket? Is that what you mean? I don't understand.
No, just go
is
back
there an
and
album you stuck with?
Every three,
are you,
four
are you that
months,
fucking or... thick? Is your brain that fucking...
What does that mean? Is there an album that you stuck... Is there an album that I used to carry around with me all the time? What do you mean? I explain yourself.
An album that you always listen to.
Yeah,
no
that's what I mean.
First of all,
I was not an
it.
Album guy. I was a cassette guy.
Well, it's an album.
It's still a fucking album.
A CD.
By the way, I just want to say, if anybody would like to call into the show, it's 316-768-4472. That's 316.
Where do you get off with this question?
316-768-4472. What do you mean, where do I get off with this question? Have you ever had an album that you couldn't fucking stop listening to? That's basically what I'm saying.
I think we've all had that for the first couple of weeks, and then you get tired of it, and you move on.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Steve,
oh my
have
God.
You?
Yes, yes. I have albums that I bought early many years ago that I still listen to this day.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever actually bought... I bought one album. That's about it.
I actually buy music.
What was that album?
It was a Beastie Boys album. See? Now I'm upset, Frank. Now I'm upset. Bringing up my pain. You bald fuck. I don't know. I found this fucking... I found this this tape that my sister bought and never listened to. And so I just stole it when I started driving, put it in my car. And it happened to be Beastie Boys Paul's Boutique. And I never took it out of my car, and I listened to it nonstop. And I listened to it so much. And when I say that I got stuck on it, Frank, I don't mean I affixed it to my skin with some kind of adhesive. I just listened to it over and over again to the point where I memorized not just the lyrics, but every sound on the fucking album. And Paul's Boutique is a very mix-intensive album. It's got a lot of different sampling, samples in it and all that. So I got to the point where I could turn it down for a very, very long time and kind of recite the album as it was, and then turn it back up and be on time for several minutes. So, I mean, I don't know. I was pretty fucking upset with that. They were actually the first concert I ever went to. The only time I ever went to a concert and actually bought tickets at a fucking venue. I mean, Frank probably doesn't know that you can buy them online now, so it's not that impressive to him. He still thinks that you have to get the wristband and wait in line with a fucking sleeping bag to see Hall & Oates. What are you doing? Why are you shaking shit?
Frank, I'm just having a beverage.
What are you having?
A lime Diet Pepsi.
Lime Diet Pepsi. Interesting. Thank you very much. Frank, you couldn't be any worse. you irritate me so fucking much. I know that. I don't know. Fuck it.
Do you want me to go, or?
Do I want you to go? Yeah, you know, I might. Steve, do you want him to go?
Want to vote?
I'll let you vote first.
I want Frank to vote first.
Frank, do you want yourself to be removed from the show?
Whatever. I mean, it's up to you guys. If you do, let me know. I'll...
Yes or no?
No, because you know the thing was, when we were supposed to be preparing last night, we started listening to older clips, and you were recorded in there. And you had some kind of a fucking fire in your voice. You had an excitement.
Frank lost it after the first 3 minutes of insulting me.
Yeah, you had an enthusiasm. And now it's just fucking humdrum. I don't know what's going on. I can't be bothered to listen.
You're apathetic, Frank.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's apathy. Yeah,
exactly. What happened to your fire, Frank? What happened? You used to be an energetic part of the show. Would you admit that?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ. Yeah. Yeah, you're fucking snooze in a body right now. You're personified snooze.
You know, I'm doing my best, you know. You know, people's lives change and things happen and, you know.
Yeah, but the thing is your life hasn't changed. Like,
oh,
actually
changed.
Nothing in your life has changed. So you have no fucking excuse. What has changed so much to make you
whatever. Why don't you ask Steve these questions? He's low key.
Yeah, but
I've always been low key.
Yeah, he has always been.
Now you should change. I changed the opposite way.
Yeah, you for the worse. Steve actually has maintained his level of fucking of just doldrum voice. Yeah, I don't know. Fuck it. This is why I'm getting new internet friends, Frank. This is why I'm branching out. I'm trying to get new people to listen. I'm trying to get people
involved. Who do you get?
What?
Who are you getting to listen?
That sentence that you said before you reset it, that was you. That was like pulling a untying a balloon and just letting the air out of yourself. There was a thread.
Like Frank has a shock collar on.
Frank, you're old and you don't necessarily know anything about it, really anything. So I'm going to ask you: have you ever heard of a site called 4chan?
4chan?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of it?
I've heard of it. I don't know. Is it like a tiny chat type of thing?
You don't know what it is?
I would assume it's a social networking site.
Not really.
A chat site of some sort?
Not really.
It's the lowest form of social network, pretty much.
Steve, the lowest form. Is that what you said?
Yeah, probably the lowest form.
It's a place where people post pictures of things, and that's really it.
Oh, it's like Twitter.
It's nothing like Twitter.
Like Instagram.
Why does everything have to be a something that it isn't? You keep saying, like, you keep picking examples that it couldn't possibly anything less like. It's an image board, Frank. It's like a message board, but predominantly people just post pictures and then have a caption.
Oh, okay, cool. Sort of like a cartoon.
Yes, yeah, sort of like a cartoon.
It's like Garfield. Well, that's 4chan.
I've been
is Garfield.
Yeah, I've been looking around on it, and I found a few people that are very interesting, that are very entertaining, and I've asked them to check out the show. And
are these photos of the NSFW?
Maybe a few of them will call in. Actually, hold on a second. What do you mean NSFW? Not safe for work, Frank?
Right? Are they NSFW pictures or no?
Perhaps.
Oh, they allow them on there?
Yeah, of course. Of course. I just hung up on Steve. Hold on a second. I'm trying to get this.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, hold on. Shit. There we go. Okay. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Hello.
Yeah, hi, 508. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, DJ New Style?
Who is this?
This is Anonymous. How are you today?
Good. Very, very good. What do you have for our show?
It works, first of all. We're all listening to you right now.
That's good. Thank you.
And, yeah, I like it. I dig the show thus far. Good stuff. And we're, by any chance, this is one of the new friends, by the way, for anybody that's listening. Your new internet friends, sorry.
Yeah.
Did you happen to be online last night?
Late last night I was on, yeah. I was.
All right. Then, yeah, all right. We'll talk later. But anyways,
I'm
digging the show. Good stuff.
Thank you.
What's up?
Do you have anything that you'd like to say to Frank?
Not really, except for 4chan is not safe for work. Like,
no, it's completely safe for work, Frank.
You should. All I'm asking you, are there X-rated photos on there? That's what I'm asking.
There are some boards that are.
Frank,
mainly,
you should. If you go to 4chan.org/HC, that's helpers who care. That's people. Yeah. If you ask them questions, they'll help you out with your situation.
Or actually, R too is pretty good.
R is for relationship advice. Go there and ask them that. Now, Steve, you kind of had a bit of a tone when 4chan was mentioned, as you kind of called it the lowest form of social network. Was that a dig at them?
No. I'm just saying social networking. I mean, it's not very social. You're not really networking with anybody.
It's not meant to be a social network, right?
Yeah.
It's not meant to be a social network. It's all literally your name is anonymous. That's the idea.
Yeah.
Eventually,
if you go on there to try and get your name out, except for DJ Newsell, because he he's a cool dude, he's actually probably the only person I think that's ever gotten their name out successfully on 4chan. Basically, you're ripped on by the entire website.
Pretty much, the tide is going to turn on me. I know it will.
Yeah,
I'll do something.
Yeah, well, no, because you didn't do it. You didn't do it on. Yeah, you did. Never mind.
I pretty much did.
Yeah, you're lucky.
And at a certain point, the tide will turn. People will be leaving iPods on my grave when I'm dead. They'll be taking pictures of my doormat. Picking up my dog shit out of the fucking garbage can, posting it on various.
We'll probably Photoshop a dick onto your face at some point.
They'll do that, or they'll probably say "cool story, bro" on various
like
captions of me wearing a fucking tennis ball colored
shirt.
Don't worry, we'll
make sure that's etched. We'll make sure that's etched in on your gravestone. Don't worry, we'll take care of that.
Okay, it's good. That's good. I appreciate that. Well, anonymous one, I'll call you, because there's another person calling in. Thank you very much. I really appreciate the call.
No worries, dude. Good show. Talk to you later.
Thank you very much. Don't kill me or stalk me. Thank you.
No worries. No worries.
Okay. Okay. We had a few other people calling in, but if you want, it's 316-768-4472. That's 316-768-4472. Yeah, 4chan, Frank. What was going on is that I was browsing this site as a distraction. I was doing some web development, coming up with a new feature for HearUsTalk.com, and I got sidetracked, and I ended up on 4chan just looking for...
You just ended up
looking for something to laugh at. And I found a thread that... I don't listen. People are referencing rules that I don't know. So if I don't know them, don't talk about. Okay, whatever. Listen, there was a fucking linky link that I clicky clacked and it fucking did it. Okay?
You're talking in code. I don't understand what you're talking about.
This is serious business right now. They don't want me to talk about this. I don't know if I should. But anyway.
I don't know what you tech you're trying to convey here.
In any event, someone sent me a link, okay?
Yeah.
And
of what?
Of hardcore pornography with bald men who have fucking hairy chests. Hold on a second. Add to conference.
Pornography with bald men who have fucking hairy chests.
Hey, turn your computer speakers down.
Pornography with bald men who have fucking hairy chests.
Hey.
I like getting yelled at by myself. Hi, how are you? Welcome to the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Talking to me?
Yes.
Wait, my third? Oh, okay. Well, hi, DJ. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just wondering, your show has a fair lack of angry black man.
It really does. And I was going to actually get into this. Frank, what? Why don't you actually explain the angry black man thing? Why is it that you're asking for angry black man on the phone? Why are you asking for that?
Because, dude, Angry Black Man was my favorite thing I've ever heard from you.
Okay. So, Frank, what happened was there was a link, and it called for people to listen to certain radio shows on a site called Blog Talk Radio. Okay? I'm going to do it! I don't care! And what would happen was these people would call in, and they would contribute meaningfully to a number of these shows. And I decided that this was a good endeavor, and I wanted to be a part of it. So I decided to call in a few of the shows, and I disguised my voice, Frank, in such a way that everybody thought I was a black guy. And so even the shows that were hosted by black people, they were calling me bruh, brother, They took me offline to talk sense into me, telling me not to listen to them white folk.
Is this thing that you did recently?
Yeah,
it's like 3 days ago.
Yeah, about 3 days ago. And when I was calling into one of these shows, somebody liked it so much, I guess they recorded it, and they said they recorded it, and I asked them to send it to me. And if you don't mind, Frank, I'd like to actually play one of them. Is that
okay? Sure.
Would you?
I would have. Just if I could ask you a question, real quick. Is this when you went on the show? Is this something that's the other that I could have heard while you were doing it?
Yeah, but it was very late. It was very, very late. So I didn't know if you'd be asleep.
Could you just tell me the ballpark time it was around?
2 a.m.
Okay.
2 a.m.
I'd like to hear it. I mean, I like to hear it.
Are you insinuating that if I thought you were up, you want to be a part of this?
Absolutely. I just the thought of it gets me excited.
You would have crashed the entire thing and it would have been horrible.
Now, Steve, I don't know if you know this about Frank, but he loves prank calls. Frank,
who doesn't?
Frank is a prank call enthusiast. He listens to them. Everybody does. You're right, caller. Do you have a name, caller, or would you prefer to be anonymous too? And not T-O-O, but number two.
You can call me Sensei, since you've got the chat.
Sensei?
No.
Yeah.
Bow to your sensei.
Yeah. You can ask me to sweep the leg? put him in a fucking body bag. Put him in a body bag. Yeah. That was the best character in Karate Kid. Fucking love that guy. All right, Jim Bob, thank you very much for calling in.
So let me get this straight. You went on this Fortran site.
Yes, Fortran.
Fortran.
Nothing but fucking engineering code. We were learning how to make pulleys. Fucking powered fulcrums.
Is this, I mean, I'm trying to get educated. Is this similar to the thing we used to go on called Pal Talk?
No, it's not.
Oh, no.
It's a website, Frank. It's a website.
But you were talking in real time, though.
No, Frank, do you know what a message board is?
He was saying things verbally.
Yeah. Frank, do you understand that there are sites where you can communicate verbally? There are sites where you can chat, and they all have their own fucking URLs, and you can put them anywhere. Do you see? You see where I'm going now, Frank? Someone put a link somewhere. God, this is like explaining something to my dad.
I'm sorry.
I remember I showed my laptop to my grandmother, and it fucking blew her mind. You would have thought that something fell out of space. Why is there a typewriter on the TV? I think is exactly what she said. Why is there a printing press on your TV? Witchcraft!
It's Gutenberg's new invention.
Yeah. So, in any event, Frank, would you like to hear the one
sure.
call that I have?
Absolutely.
I don't remember the call, but this is a guy that called everybody pimple-faced morons. I don't remember what the show is.
And namby-pamby men.
Yeah, he liked all these fucking old-school shitty insults. And he's a sweaty fucking fat man. And the name of his show is No White Guilt. No White Guilt was the name of his show. And here's the call that someone recorded and sent to me because they were good enough to do so.
Let's see. We have Con Sheen, who's also a pimple-faced moron, who wants to talk about prison rape. And we have 201. I'm going to see what you're all about. I hope you're not a pimple-faced moron.
Nah, man, what's going on? What y'all doing? Is the white,
hey, what's
the
up?
White show? Well, I stumbled on your talk show as a black man, wondering what y'all talking about as the no white guilt. What's your message?
Well, my main message is that white guilt is in my opinion an infringement upon the First Amendment in this country, and white folks should basically stop walking on eggshells for minorities. What's that?
A word.
A word.
No, I mean continue. I'm sorry, buddy. I ain't mean to interrupt.
Okay, no. And like I said, I believe, you know what? People should be able to talk about whatever they want.
You mad?
Without
you mad?
What's that? Oh, not at all.
You mad?
No, I'm a stoic man. I'm a very stoic man. So no, I don't get angry.
Oh, all right, man. Well, what I need to tell you is that as a black man, I'm tired of hearing this phrase white guilt. I'm tired of it. And that's rare in my community. You know what I mean? Y'all feel me?
You're tired of hearing it.
Let me explain my point why I'm tired of hearing this. Because that just is a callback to slavery every time white people need to express that they have to have guilt. They should feel guilty by default. Y'all feel me?
Very well.
I mean, real talk. Y'all white people need to feel guilty by default.
By default.
Real talk, yo.
Yeah.
I don't
real.
Feel guilty for shit. It's not my fault what happened.
Who is this bitch?
Fuck you, nigga.
I was talking to the man. I was talking to my man over here.
All right. Like, guys, let's not have racial epithets here.
Sorry.
Here's the thing.
Let's remember that.
I don't talk that way, but here's the
thing.
Sorry,
I apologize.
Let me ask you, baby girl. Okay. I apologize. I'm sorry.
All right, that's cool. Let's all get along here. Let's all get along. Let's everyone get along. You have your opinion. Nikki smokes a lot, has her opinion. Here's my thing. I don't know. What's your name, by the way, who's calling in?
Yo, my name is DJ New Style.
Okay, can I just call you TJ?
No, you call me DJ because you done got it fucked up, son.
Okay, DJ Luke Sky. Okay.
Yeah, you got my Jimmy all ruffled, son.
DJ Luke Sky.
It's DJ.
All right, I just said DJ, man. I just said
that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just said
that. No, sorry, dog. I'm sorry, dog. You got some kind of sinus issue. I thought you said TJ. I'm sorry, bro.
You know what? I haven't had a sinus issue all week, sir. Now,
wow.
What was I going to say here?
Rat guy.
Oh, I probably need some water.
Yeah, you do, white boy. You need that water.
Hey, man. You know what? I would never tolerate that kind of talk in my neighborhood.
We all people.
I know.
We all people.
That's right. We are people. But you know what? I always considered someone calling me a white boy was always someone trying to put me in my place. And me and my white friends, we'd have some guy try to say that to me. And I was like, you know, hey, that was like someone trying to you know, put me in my place like I'm some kind of punk.
Is you acting tough on the phone, dog?
I'm not acting tough. I'm just saying I am.
I'll smack a fat bitch. I'll smack a fat-titted, white, mouth-breathing-ass bitch. I'm just fucking with y'all, dog. I'm fucking with you.
You're kind of funny. You make me laugh. I don't think I'd have
you
a problem.
You damn right I'm funny, motherfucker. Hell yeah. Who that bitch? Who the fuck is that bitch again? Where'd that woman go?
All right, wait. Do you mind if this guy talks to you? Do you mind how he talks to you?
I'm not paying any
this guy,
what up, boo? What you doing, boo?
She's not paying any attention to you, man.
What
she's just totally
about,
like...
Boo?
Let me ask you a question. DJ. Do you wear your pants sagging? Do you wear your pants low?
What the fuck you asking me? Yo, girl, is this man really asking me the fuck pants I wear? Really?
I want to know
what kind of fashions I'm wearing, white boy? What you got, some kind of cuckold fantasy,
yeah,
dog?
I'm asking you what kind of... Do you wear your pants sagging? Will your undies show? Do you wear it? Do you do that? Come on.
Yo, I wear the 3XL tall tee. Let me talk. You asking me a question, motherfucker? Shut your dumb white ass up. I'll knock the dust off you, motherfucker.
Go ahead, cunt boy. Go ahead, you fucking cunt. Go ahead.
Oh, wow.
What up, girl?
Come on,
I heard you, girl.
There ain't no Kool-Aid in this boy's veins here, boy. Come on now.
Why would you go on their show and talk to them like that?
Hey, yo, girl, let's cut out of here. Let's go somewhere, get some hot dogs, and go roller skating or whatever the fuck you white bitches like to do before you get smashed by some real dick.
Oh, please, you don't have a real dick. That's why all the black ladies leave and go with the white men, because you can't satisfy them.
Please, I got at least one.
Pamby bitch, man, you are the problem with the internet. I'm putting you on hold. Okay, wait, no, I'll keep you. Hold on, let me speak here.
Shut your ass up, man.
You are the problem with the inner city and the hood, because you know what? You got all a bunch of narcissistic, self-centered, namby-pamby little bitch men. Let him respond to that.
Shut your ass up. You got about an 8-inch deep belly button, you white motherfucker.
You namby-pamby, you know, popcorn-eating motherfucker.
Dog.
The ghetto
that shit in Cocoon. Wilbur Brimley said that shit, motherfucker.
The ghetto is filled with little bitch men who cry boo hoo hoo, slavery boo hoo hoo. They are filled with namby pamby bitch men. Namby pamby bitch men.
Nigga, why you mad? Why is you mad?
I'm not mad right now.
You got your jimmies all rustled, dog. What you doing with your jimmies rustled?
That's Jimmy Russell right on the fucking screen. Listen to me. You're a namby-pamby bitch, man. Where are you from? You from Compton?
Nigga, I'm from Newark, New Jersey, nigga. The Ironbound District, bitch. What y'all gonna do?
Here, you know what? I'll give you a bedtime story from where you're from. Here.
Damn right, nigga. Listen, when shit gets real, I pull out my burner and I burn y'all niggas. Real tough.
Oh, shit.
Let me tell you a story about your hometown.
There we go. Go ahead.
Faggot, faggot everywhere. That's your hometown story, dog.
Oh, you couldn't be more wrong. It's called Bitch Man, Bitch Man, Where You Been? You got fat women with Fandora sitting there going to church, almost passing out, and then all this boo-hooing, hooing, no working, no working,
you
probably
slimy,
living on
white
welfare.
You slimy,
oh,
you fuck off.
You bitchy black man, you namby-pamby bitchy black man. What's the hardest job you've ever done? Have you ever done rock masonry? Have you ever, like, crawled under a house? Have you ever done hardcore fucking manual labor? Have you ever done that?
Let me tell you one thing I ain't never done.
Welfare check.
Shut your stupid ass up, white bitch. Ain't nobody talking to you, stupid asshole.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm talking to this fat man right here. The hardest shit here's the thing. One thing I ain't never did was fuck a relative, you fat white motherfucker from Alabama, whatever the fuck you from. You stupid ass, double wide having ass motherfucker. Fuck you, dog. Your show is bullshit. Everybody on your show is bullshit. You ain't nothing but a motherfucking bitch.
You are
a
little
goddamn
bitch man. You are a little cunt boy, bitch man. You are a namby-pamby bitch man. And once you made that cousin comment, I know you're one of the trolls. Oh, what a
Nigga,
bitch, man.
You got a sausage in your throat, dog?
Oh, you are a bitch, man. You are such a little
stupid.
Bitch, man.
That was stupid.
Oh,
that was the stupidest comment ever.
He is just a little bitch, man.
Skype caller, you're on.
Hey, guys, did you meet me yet?
Oh, you pimple-faced Australian.
Did you meet me yet?
I love that. I absolutely love that.
That's like the...
Mijo! Yeah, that's one of my friends.
I gotta ask you a question.
Yes, what's up?
And bear with me.
I'll bear with you. Please continue.
Was this a legitimate talk show? Could we do this later on?
If you want, we can do this later on.
I mean, was this an internet talk show? Was it a podcast? Is that what it was?
It was a fat guy who's eaten a lot of pork products who talks into a microphone. He's doing exactly what we're doing now.
But
except he's fat and has a pig nose and he fucks his cousin.
Was he on camera?
Oh, his show starts in 40 minutes.
Oh, man.
And it lasts for 2 hours. No, he didn't have a camera. He only sits and talks on the mic. He has a what was the girl's name? Nikki?
Nikki Smokes a Lot.
Here we are with Nikki Smokes a Lot.
I didn't leave.
Yeah, let me tell you, she smokes a lot of weed. Look out, she's got opinions. She's gonna tell them to you. Fucking boar fest. An absolute goddamn fucking.
He had
boar
a lot
fest.
Of listeners, though, right?
Only because everybody was calling in to basically fuck with him. The best is in some of these instances. Shows will say, oh my God, we have a ton of calls. A lot of people calling in. Oh, this is incredible. Oh, all these people. And it's fucking great. Every single call they go to is a reference to it's either the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme. It's a reference to Jimmy's being rustled. Various internet memes. And they rarely seem to get it. They'll get it like night five of every fucking call being just pure shit and an attack. These people actually got one guy 20 minutes into a show to just hang it up and just say, you know what? Normally we do 3 hours, but I'm just going to cut it off 25-minute mark. It was the best thing ever. Absolutely best. And that show, I think, was like a self-help. Like a not a self help,
oh
but like an advice show, like from a fake internet life coach.
we need to find the Christian evangelist. Show.
Yeah, I don't have any other clips. Unfortunately, that's all I had because I didn't record anything, and nobody sent me anything. But so, apparently, they're really asking me to play the clip of somebody crying. And while I wish I had it, I don't. So if somebody can send that to me, I would love to play that on another show.
Mijo.
Oh, shit. He's still in the line.
Yes, he is.
I had kind of forgotten.
Long-time lurker, first-time speaker.
Yeah. Is this the pimple-faced Australian?
Yeah. What's going on, man?
Hey, how are you? By the way, this is right at the end of that call he had called in.
So this guy on the phone now, he was in on the joke, too?
Yeah.
He's the cherry. He's the guy at the end that goes, you're glad I'm back. What was it?
Oh yeah. Did you miss me?
Did you miss me?
With that fucking serial killer voice. It's just the best.
Dude, I don't even have to say anything. I just say, did you miss me yet? And then they go like, ah.
Oh, it's the best.
So, can I'm just trying to say, you met these people on Fortran?
Yeah, Fortran. And also, we reconvened in a chat room called COBOL.
And C++.
And then we were talking to each other on a voice over IP program called Pascal.
And so you guys were talking on that in the Fortran, and then you guys somebody said that there's this internet show we should call into. Is that what happened?
Pretty much, yeah.
They run on BASIC.
Now, fuck. I don't even know what you want to be called. What would you like to be called, caller?
Call me a sexy beast.
I will not call you that. I'll call you, and I won't call you a namby pamby bitch man because.
Sexy beast.
Because bacon can't be made out of my skin. If it could, I would be that fat fuck trying to be interesting. But the Aussie on the line. He was the pimple faced Australian. You've been doing this for how long? How long has this been going on?
It's been about a month now.
A solid month. Pretty much every day.
Yeah, every day.
Every day.
do you hit pretty much the same targets?
Dude. Last night, I called him. He just gave up on me and made me co-host his show.
I
took over his show for a whole 2 hours. He just gave up.
I mean, after a month of having people call you every day when you're just trying to do your little bullshit show, the guy just gave up.
He picked up the phone and I was like, what's up? And he was like, oh, man. And then I was like, just don't hang up on me. Just leave me here. And he was like, okay.
Jesus Christ. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a pimple-faced Australian, a bald man from New Jersey, and a drunk who lives in a basement. Who's this?
Well, this is a Southerner from Texas. This is Clayton. How are you guys?
Clayton, what's going on, buddy? Good to hear from you. By the way, Clayton is the host of Bug Zapper Radio, brand new show on Hear Us Talk. Tomorrow night, he'll be live, I'm guessing. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to, like, make sure, and you know, I'm trying to get this show, get to listen to the DJ New Style Show mobily here in a second. I've been kind of stuck. I just bought my wife a new car for Mother's Day.
Oh,
and
Jesus
so
Christ.
I'm trying to race back so I can listen to the DJ New Style Show at home.
Why did you do that? Like, now there's going to be women out there that expect this as, like, a thing.
Hey, top this. She just turned 30, so I bought her a new computer, an iPad 3, for lack of a better word, and for Mother's Day, she got a car. So guess who's getting lucky tonight?
It cost you $50,000 to get lucky.
Ken, you got to realize that where he's from, things are a lot cheaper.
It's worth every penny.
Oh, you know. Jesus!
I gave mine a hot bucket.
I've been married.
The caller gave his wife a hot pocket
in a bottle of Coke.
Nice.
Yeah.
In a bottle of Coke.
Wow.
Coke was blowjob.
I was gonna give Amanda a hot pocket and a Coke, but the Coke didn't survive the ride home. So
just
a Hot Pocket wrapper, the plastic wrapper from the Hot Pocket. I ate it frozen. Clayton, so what's going on? You're trying to listen mobily?
Yeah, I love listening to your show mobily.
Is that a word, mobily?
Mobily. Everyone does everything mobily.
Yeah, I don't feel right saying it. I don't feel comfortable.
Agile, hostile, and mobile. There you go.
Sure.
But, what can you say? No, I was just calling up, excited about, tomorrow, and I've got some new stuff. I've got a new wall of snooze.
Nice.
Update, and I apologize for, some of the production issues I've had in the past. And I've got I'm working on some really cool ideas. I'm expecting tomorrow to be an amazing, fantasy cavalcade, as you would. But I'm excited because it's a new turn for me. And mostly I wanted to call also to kind of, support the show and also to kind of give a shout-out to Tommy Pantera's gun show on Screencast. And he and I are going to start a debate on actions. I'm doing some research on Remington Model 700 actions and we're gonna debate on guns.
Good.
And I'm looking forward to it with him. And so just trying to give a little love out to everybody, I guess.
I love it. Absolutely love it. I'm looking forward to the show tomorrow night. HearUsTalk.com. Here's the thing. You can go to Blog Talk Radio if you want to hear people pretend to be internet priests and fucking seers and fucking ghost whisperers and really, truly bore the living piss out of you. Or you can hear people talk about their lives. You can hear people actually fucking just shit on their friends and expect them to still be friends with them on HearUsTalk.com. Clayton, thank you very much for calling in, buddy. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, sir. And I will. Are y'all going to do a screencast this evening?
We may. And what we might do is see where this Blog Talk Radio prank thing takes us. Frank is very intrigued. So we'll see what we'll do.
I'll listen mobily and whatever word you want to use, and I will speak to y'all later, gentlemen.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Later, Clayton.
Aussie, how are you? Still hanging in?
Yeah, it's hanging.
Okay, good. I want you to ask a question of my friend Frank.
What kind of question do you want me to ask?
Whatever you feel like you want to ask him.
How are your Jimmy's feeling?
Are they feeling rustled, Frank? Are your Jimmy's rustled? 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with an Aussie, a confused bald man, a drunk guy in a basement, and a guy wearing a fucking shirt that looks like a tennis ball. Who's this?
This is guys from Australia.
Hey, DJ, it's Fleck.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Nothing, dude. I'm just letting you know that I'm currently in the process. One of the emails was already sent, but I'm sending you all of the recordings from the kid that we got to cry on.
Nice. You are the best.
We also if when you come to the chat later, I compressed all of the files that I recorded into zips, and there's a link to it that I'll give to you.
Oh, thank you.
So you can get everything from the last, like, whatever, four nights we've been doing.
Seems legit. A fucking encrypted link to a zip file from someone.
Well, no, like, very good. Like everybody,
it's a RAR file.
Yo, hey, Aussie.
Whoa.
Did you download the file? Can you confirm that it is legit and not?
No, I'll believe him. Yeah, that's my touchstone for internet validity of files. The Aussie. Scares the shit out of me with his voice. I love it, though. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
The email's completely sent. They all should be in there.
Okay.
Start with the My Religious Journey ones.
Well, we'll see what I can get to. We obviously have nothing prepared, so maybe we'll play them. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, bud.
Yep. Later.
Nice. Steve, what do you think? What do you think? What's going on here? Is this good? Are we at the top of the wave?
Good.
Are we ready to topple?
No. Because like you said before, like you're the one person apparently who has not been anonymous on 4chan to try to like promote your show. And what did I say when you told me you were like talking to 4chan people? I said 4chan is a double edged sword.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Like that's the best.
That's a good way to dignify a place that'll basically just make laughs out of everything. Sick,
yeah.
Twisted, and that's why I love it. That's also why I'm there for hours.
Yeah, it insults everyone and makes everyone laugh.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, generally, you know, there are a lot of lonely people on the internet, and they are pretty much the funniest people that you'll ever fucking communicate with. Yeah. Because they have a whole lifetime of hurt and pain to fucking draw upon to make humor, and it's great. Absolutely.
Fuck you, I'm not lonely.
Well, I know you're not. I said there's a lot. I didn't say it's all. Sorry, buddy. Don't take that the wrong way. Frank, are you bewildered? Do you have any idea what's going on right now?
I'm very, very confused about what's going on.
Why don't you ask questions? Why don't you try and figure out where you are? Like an old lady who doesn't know where her daughter is. And she has fuzzy memories of 1935. Why don't you try to figure out where you are? What do you know, and what do you need?
I'm confused.
On?
You went on a website.
Yes.
All right. Let me get this straight. You went on this 4chan site.
Yes. 4chan.
And you met people on there.
Yeah, I did.
Now, explain what Fortran is. Is it a real explain to me what it is. Is it a real time chat room?
It's a message board, pretty much, where people put dicks on faces. And I am no exception. Fortran is the home of frustrated animators who have been laid off from their previous job of overlaying poorly drawn cocks on the faces of internet broadcasters.
Frank, you would have had your Photoshop done in probably less than 15 seconds.
I appreciate that the racial diversity in the selection of cocks they've chosen to draw on my face. That's very nice.
Nice.
That's very, very nice. So, it's more like a forum. You're familiar with that.
All right, so what I understand, how'd you make the jump from posting things on this bulletin board to talking to people live?
Someone posted a link on said bulletin board, let's call it, and I followed that link, and there were a lot of people there.
And that link was the link to this guy's show?
A chat room where the show was being discussed. As fans would discuss.
Okay, let me get this straight. The Fortran site itself does not have there's no chat area, but a link was posted that you clicked onto it, and it brought you to a different site.
Yeah.
Now, what is this chat room site that you went to? What is that site called?
I don't even know. I just followed a link and I was there.
It's just a random chat room we found to get organized to call the guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So you all these people planned together in this chat room, and plotted to make this guy the buffoon and the brunt of the joke. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Are you proud of him, Aussie? Are you proud?
Yeah. He got it now.
He finally has it. Took him a little bit.
I'd like to be part of this if we could do this.
Would you have him on your team? Would you be willing to have Frank on your team? Of callers and listeners.
Is he black? We don't like black people.
Well, no, he's definitely not black. He isn't. But he knows some people who are.
I don't know. I can't decide for everyone. You gotta ask them.
The fuck you got against black people, dog? What you trying to do with this motherfucker? Goddamn! Anyway. I'm having a lot of fun with it, Frank. I think you'd enjoy it. Because you're from the perspective of somebody who's trying to do a show, and you get to appreciate the frustration of someone who just can't fucking keep up with the fact that everybody hates their guts. That's really what it is. And they don't give a fuck who the target is. Like, I feel a little dirty sometimes when it's like a spiritual person, because they're usually, because the people who want to preach and
are convinced.
No, they're usually people who have lived fucked up lives and hit bottom, and the only way they could convince themselves not to die or kill themselves
is religion.
Is to turn to religion and try to spread that joy to others. And then here it is, a guy named after a goddamn meme is just ruining his life.
I have him on the line right now. You want to talk to him?
Yeah, sure.
Right. Governor, Dylan Gooby.
Ruining my life, you say?
What the fuck?
What is that?
Did you say Governor Gooby? Hello? No? Nobody's gonna chime in?
Yeah, wait. The governor is having problems. Just wait a second.
You're an Australian fellow?
I'm not going to respond to your damn message until you apologize to me.
Gooby, please. Goodbye. Thank you very much. Hey, Ozzy, we'll talk to you later, all right?
All right, man.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Very, very good shit. I can't tell you how fucking absolutely amazing it is to hear someone get flustered. When someone's... What they'll do, Frank, is they'll start a call, and they'll do like a slow burn. They'll say, hey, you've been listening, blah, blah, blah. Oh, thank you very much. You know, my sister, blah, blah, blah. And like, oh, yeah. And then they'll just play the fucking Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme and hang up.
But the guy was...
And that's it.
He's catching on to it, though, because he's saying you were calling you a troll.
Well, yeah, because they've been doing it for a month every fucking day. They've been calling him. The guy's only fucking callers have been these people.
And what is the gist? What is his typical platform? Is he's a political guy? What is his situation?
His show is like he doesn't like blacks. That's really it. It's called No White Guilt.
Yeah, it's the reverse racism.
Yeah, it's that type of thing. Except he's got the extreme side with Nikki smokes a lot. Don't cross that bitch.
Oh, she's white and she smokes weed like a black woman.
Yes.
She knows.
She's got extra lung capacity and she's very fast. Don't cross this woman. Don't.
She don't play.
She don't play
on the telephone.
Steve, speaking of zip files, I don't know if you know, but I work for a software company. And yeah. I had to explain for 20 minutes of my day to a coworker who was also a developer how to fucking attach a zip file to a fucking email.
Does it even matter that it's a zip file? Or did he just not know how to
do it? He knows how to attach files. He does. But the fact that it was a zip file fucking threw him for a loop. He's a little older, okay? The guy is almost 60, maybe. And he was given the task, the arduous task, of sending a file to somebody.
And I don't know, but we're gonna have to talk about this.
What do you mean? What's there to talk about?
I mean, it's a zip file. I don't know if I'm...
What does that mean? It's a zip file.
Well, there's some concerns. I don't really... You know, what if I attach it and, it just unzips itself or...
I'm like, what?
What?
What are you talking about? So I said, no, it's just like any other file. You attach it and send. He's like, oh, okay. You know, I'm going to send it later so we can go over it. We go over it then. Like, no, wait, I went over it now. You would just attach it and fucking send it.
We'll do it later.
What's up?
Was it requested to be a zip file?
It just happened to be a zip file that he had to send. This, by the way, someone just said, oh, yeah, that file's on the server now. Would you send it to so-and-so? And he just fucking stared like a goddamn deer in the center of the road.
So he couldn't get
the file
and then attach it.
He didn't know what the fuck he was doing. 20 fucking minutes.
Wow.
20 goddamn minutes. It was absolutely hideous. Frank, do you know how to attach a zip file?
I know how to attach files, but I didn't know that a zip file was more special than another type of file.
Do you know what a zip file is, Frank?
A zip file is a file that you put a lot of information on and you compress it into a file. Is that correct?
I'm impressed because a software developer of 30 years didn't know that. But you... somebody who doesn't understand the idea of my webcam is plugged in this computer, why doesn't it work on the other computer? Figured that out. Yeah. You got to the bottom of that caper pretty fucking quick.
Well, you got like 80%.
Okay, well, he didn't need to know the ins and outs of the file. He knew that
you
it
could
was
never
just...
give me the satisfaction, right, LARPer?
Well, you didn't say you could include multiple files. You just said it compressed it. That's all you said.
What, you know what? That's the meat and potatoes of it.
Meat okay. And what? Wait, it's the meat and what?
Potatoes.
Potatoes.
Are you from the Midwest? Why are you saying potatoes?
Potato, Frank, I want to hear you count to potato.
I want to make an announcement that the annual Heroes Talk fishing trip has been postponed from this Saturday to the following Saturday.
Yeah, why now, Frank? Yeah, well, hold on. This trip, this fishing thing that you wanted to do was requested by you. Arranged by you so that you could teach your kids how to fish.
Demanded I cater and teach his kids how to fish.
Yeah. He called.
And also, we were hoping that Steve would bring some lunch.
A spread?
Yeah.
A spread for you? And
oh, shit. Sorry. Hold on a second. I keep doing that to Steve. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
This is Colonel Dolan Gooby.
Hi, Colonel Dolan Gooby. What's up?
I've called to correct the insult on my honor that you levied against me earlier today.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know that I offended you.
You did not do any of the washing up after our affair this morning at the Hotel Marmont.
I didn't do any of the washing up?
I can't believe I left such a filthy little boy out of the bed.
Is this a friend of yours, Ken?
This is Colonel Dolan Gooby, Frank. Do you know who he is?
No, I don't.
The one and only.
Oh, the one and only what?
The one and only man to ever have killed 400 Hispanic women and children in an orphanage with his bare hands.
That's pretty impressive. But you should have just picked a bigger orphanage because it seems like you could have gotten a lot of higher number.
Now, I admit that may be true had I just strangled them to death, but when a man is raping and killing, there are sacrifices that must be made.
Okay. So, wait, hold on a second. Can I get to the bottom of this, Colonel? Why did you choose to kill women and children?
They were standing in the way of the strategic petroleum reserves. Not that we needed it for much of anything.
Frank, what's going on?
But it's certainly fun to kill Hispanics, isn't it?
Hold on, Colonel. Frank, what's wrong?
Nothing. I just got to,
Are you not enjoying this call?
Let's get to the point here.
He's just letting us know about his conquests.
Is this somebody that you met on Fortran, too?
On Fortran? No. not specifically on Fortran. Frank, why don't you... excuse me, Colonel, would you introduce yourself to my friend Frank, who is a bald fuck?
I'm Colonel Dolan Gooby, former governor of Georgia, member of the House of Representatives from Texas, the former Secretary of State under Ronald Reagan, and a man with a 14¾-inch cylindrical penis.
Gavin Gooby, you said?
Oh, my God.
Dolan Gooby, learn to speak, you uneducated swine.
Dolan Gooby.
Frank doesn't get it. See, this the thing is, this is lost on Frank. I enjoy a good Gooby reference. I do.
I
truly do. But Frank has no idea. Frank will hear about it in a year or two. It was like me with Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros. I'll figure it out. Frank will figure this out far too late.
Oh, sir, I don't care about your filthy Hispanic mongrel music.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that. Colonel Gooby, I suggest that you stop hating on the Spaniards. I have no idea where to go with this, Frank.
Maybe we should just end the show.
End the show? Colonel Gooby, is that a good idea?
Well, that would be shockingly unsurprising for your sea of fetid mediocrity.
Oh, Gooby, please. Thank you very much, buddy, for calling, and I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, sir.
No, it's not.
You
just told me
tonight.
You just told me that you hated me, and you wish I was a Hispanic woman so you could kill me in an orphanage.
Just because I hate you doesn't mean I don't love you, and I'll rape you whether you're a Hispanic woman or not.
Yeah, we'll just pretend it's rape. Right, Gooby?
Gooby, please.
Gooby, go drink some hot tea and lemon, will you?
Thank you very much. Oh, is that great? Love you, buddy. Take care. Wait, what was that, Frank? What'd you say?
Hot tea and lemon.
Frank, you know, you almost took the role of Nikki Smokes a Lot and got really fucking aggressive with the caller. You know, we might just have to call you Frankie Smokes a Lot. So you could be the cunt of the show.
You know, maybe I could do a good cop, bad cop type of thing and call this guy up and be on his side. You know what I'm saying?
That would be a first. I don't think that guy's had anybody be on his fucking side at all. I keep fucking hanging up on Steve because I'm a fucking douche. 316-768-4472. That's 316-768-4472 if you want to call the show. Please, feel free. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Frank, Steve, and a guy wearing a stupid tennis ball-colored shirt. Who's this?
This is Cameron Rollinwell, and I had a question about the software company you work for.
Sure.
All right. Do you know what operating system you use at it?
Yes, I do.
And what would that be?
That would be BOS.
BOS? Awesome. I think I know why. You know, the old man, I think it might have been more than an age gap why he didn't know how to send a zip file. You see, with that BOS, you're not getting the full experience if using RockOS. And you really got to use RockOS in today's modern industry. You know, it's better than macOS. You know, it's better than Windows. And probably better than this BOS. With RockOS, you know, unlike most operating systems, it's not built off a new version. It's completely remade. Better compression. You know, with RockOS, part of the RockNet system, you definitely get a better connection. Let's, better internet.
Let's speed this along here.
Let's speed this shtick call along here.
Shit. You know, YouTube, you got fucking greedy, YouTube. I can't just go ahead and fire up a goddamn Fresh Prince theme. I gotta wait through your fucking Intel ad. Really, YouTube? I'm trying to fucking hit this guy with a goddamn Uncle Phil? Come on! Sorry, RockOS.
My Uncle Phil died, but thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Did he have too many?
No, cardiac arrest. Cardiac arrest to his fat. It's okay.
Oh, that's okay.
That's all right.
That makes him.
Why was he arrested?
That was the worst joke I've ever heard in my entire life, Frank. And I hope it.
So is his phone call.
I hope that joke subtracts 7 months from your life. Oh, shit.
I think I know what's going on here.
What's going on?
That really hurts me. That really hurts me. Thank you.
You've become. They're doing to you what they did to the other guy.
Yeah, but I like that. The other guy wants like a serious show. Like the guy pictures like that he's in Rush Limbaugh's chair, and he's got some kind of integrity. But I'm willing to admit I'm in the same chair that I masturbate to porn, I play fucking StarCraft, and I surf the goddamn internet, and I get heckled by internet people. All in this one chair, and I'm proud.
It's a great throne. It's a great throne, really.
It is. Thank you.
I wish I could say that I masturbate in the same chair that I do everything else in.
Yeah.
I have separate chairs for that.
I'm in a wheelchair, you fucking asshole. Way to be insensitive. Okay.
Hey, what's your name? I assume your last, you know, you have a great name, I'm pretty sure.
Wow, you're falling apart, dude. What the fuck happened to you? You're off to such a great start.
Ken, do you want to be the leader of these people?
No,
the mushrooms are caking.
What happened to you, dude? No, I don't want to be the leader. I want to entertain people with my ability to sound black. That's all I want to do.
Thank you, because I'm falling apart.
You know, I think they should call you Lord Fortran.
I think you should just figure out what 4chan is, so that you stop calling it fucking Fortran. Like you've been calling it for a fucking hour and a half.
Fortran's a programming language, so yes. He's correct. I could be from Fortran. It's all a programming language, so...
Yeah, that's the joke we made when we mentioned COBOL and Pascal.
Okay, those are great sites, too, really.
God. Yeah, that was good. That was real good. Hey, Frank, why are you yawning?
I gotta wrap this baby up, man.
What do you mean, wrap it up?
I got a lot of work to do.
A lot of work to do. I thought you were going to hang out and call the shows with us.
Yeah
but
right.
let's end this show so we could do that so I can go.
But no. Hold on. You wanted to end the show because your excuse was that you had a lot of work to get to. But now you want to spend the next 3 hours making fun of fat people.
I want to do that
in fucking
Des
Moines.
I'll go back to my work. But the longer we stay with this show, the longer we will take to do that. And then I'll go.
Yeah. You see. Now we're disinvited. We're disinvited because you didn't get the Gooby reference and you didn't appreciate this last caller's humor.
All right, well, we're disinvited then, whatever.
You're disinvited.
All right, well.
Steve and I will go, and you're not allowed.
Have fun.
You can't go. Frank, what will you be doing instead?
I'll be working.
Will you be in a dark room with nothing but the monitor glow shining on your tearing face?
No. I got the lights on all full blast, my friend.
Okay. All right. Interesting shit. Well, listen, it's been fun, I think.
Hey, how come you don't do, aren't we supposed to do our advertisement for the pioneer of internet
we are not doing that.
Oh.
You know why? You want to know why?
Why? I thought we did, you've been doing it for the last 2 years.
Yeah, I have been.
What was it called again?
Well, Frank, we're in a bit of a downturn as far as the economy
goes. I don't know what they're called.
I think a certain video broadcasting, video streaming site has had drastic cuts to their advertisement budget. So they haven't been able to pay. So I'm not going to do their ad for them. But for 2 years, they valiantly supported our show and our network. So instead, if you'd like to help us out monetarily, hearustalk.com/Amazon. That's all. Buy yourself something nice. Buy yourself a goddamn anything. You can buy whatever you want at Amazon and just give it to yourself as a fucking gift. Because Lord knows you don't have anybody else to give it to. Isn't that right, Frank?
Yes, let's wrap this
you
baby
sad
up.
Sad bastard. Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
What did you just say?
I said you're a sad bastard.
Sad bastard.
Oh, I thought you said fat bastard.
No, sad. Is that worse? Frank, yes. I hope your kids realize that they could just shove two boxes of paper and fucking never see you again.
That's true.
I want to make this actually the picture of the episode. Steve, I don't know if you got a chance to see it, but Frank has a lot of paper just outside of the door of his office. From floor to ceiling, probably 7 boxes of paper, just files, hard copy files, because he hasn't figured out how to store them on a hard drive. And he has to, Frank, how do you get out of your office?
I have to hold my breath and open the door.
Yeah, it's completely fucking blocked. He has to suck his waist in to get out. He has to suck his fucking gut in to get out of his office. And all it's going to take is a minor shake of the foundation until you're trapped in there forever with nothing to live on but whiteout, no doze, and half of a fucking Pepsi with lime. Whatever the fuck you have in there. No provisions, nothing.
I would love to see one of Frank's dogs just knock the whole thing over and just start like rolling in files.
One of? Anyway, why don't we wrap this up? Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. I want to thank all of the anonymous people for calling in, Aussie, Gooby, and everybody else. Thank you for being a part of it. I really appreciate it, and I enjoy the work that you do. And I hope to entertain you with more blackness. Frank, is there anything you'd like to say?
Good night.
That's it?
Fuck you.
Why so abrupt? Well, you're mad now. Why are you mad?
Wow.
Why are you mad?
Good night. So long.
So fucking mad. Steve, anything you want to say?
Peace.
Thank you. DJNewStyleShow.com. Go there. Subscribe. It's accessible on iTunes. Download everything we've ever done. Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Thank you very much. Oh, and leave comments on there. I need stuff to read while I'm pretending to shit for a very long time. Thank you. And have a good week.